Okay, as we go into this practice, earth observation, I'll say more about all that in a moment. Let's just take a moment and again, beautifully ground in body. Feel the weight of the body with the sitting at the touch points. Feel that unconditional support of the earth. Feel too the unconditional support of the air, breathing in deeply. Letting the breath then settle, feeling body sitting and being breathed, and appreciating all of this beautiful support of earth and air. Appreciating how we breathe in what we need, the oxygen, we release on the exhale what we don't need, the carbon dioxide, excess nitrogen, and so forth. And of course, the plants take up that carbon dioxide and utilize it to make leaves and so on, which then generate oxygen, and so it goes. A beautiful symbiosis with breathing beings and the plants. Perhaps that makes you smile. Let's let ourselves smile. A wee bit of a smile at the lips, the corners of the eyes. Smiling into this beautiful goodwill of our beings with the earth and air. As Gary Snyder wrote in Earth Verse, wide enough to keep you looking, open enough to keep you moving, dry enough to keep you honest, prickly enough to make you tough, green enough to go on living, old enough to give you dreams. And so just sitting for a few moments, breathing, feeling that support with the smile. And as we go into this practice, I'll just explain it briefly again. Observation of the earth. So a mix of awe and observation with the acronym AWE, A-W-E. A is for awe. So we'll be in a moment thinking of something, bringing it to mind, something of the earth that's awesome to you. Then allowing that to fill us with wonder, the W of awe, wonder. And for the E to really experience it, enrich the experience, in our body, minds, and hearts, and really absorb it as we enrich it. And of course, all of these steps overlap. That's fine. It's just a way to help us remember. So allowing ourselves now to bring to mind something that's on the global scale. Perhaps it's a sense of the blue planet itself from space, or a vast sky or ocean, stars at night. Or some sense of how this planet is perfectly located and tilted on its axis for the life it supports. So bring to mind different things of this more huge global nature that give you a sense of awe, and enjoy the wonder of it, really experience it, enrich it. Trying that on in the silence. All the while keeping grounded in body and breathing, and not lost in thought, but really sensing into these awesome reminders. And gently begin to let that more global remembrance be. Letting attention remember something very particular, minute even, such as very small flowers. Or a robin's song, butterflies, butterfly wings, the stems in leaves, ants creating a colony, a newborn baby. What strikes you as awesome that you can enjoy letting it fill you with wonder and really enrich the experience? Practicing with that in the silence. beginning to let that be for the time being. Feeling body supported by earth and air. Holding in mind now, if you will, all the many awesome kinds of beings on this planet. From breaching whales to busy bees pollinating, to beavers and songbirds in between. Strange to us looking beings like rhinos, hippopotami, giraffe. Awesome. But also our furry friends, our cats and dogs, and the squirrels in the backyard, parks. Remembering to include those two-legged beings, we humans. And it can be quite a lovely practice to reflect on our ancestors and their ingenuity, their creation of zippers and warm clothing and cool clothing. Proper shelter, dishes, cutlery, forks, and bigger things like bridges and skyscrapers and airplanes, computers. That we may encounter these objects with awe-servation as we use them. Holding with a sense of observation, human connection, our capacity for cooperation as a social species. It's allowed us to survive, continues to do so, from intimate relationships to friendships, to cities, to countries, to the whole planet. we can bring to observation the many plants, the trees, the flowers, the crops for food, all sustaining our lives and making it beautiful. What strikes you as awesome? Remembering too the rocks and minerals, the mountains. The minerals embedded in the earth, constituting the planet, but also from which we draw materials that support our lives, like iron, steel, copper, zinc, selenium, gold, silver, things, elements that are beautiful as well. And we remember with awe-servation the water, 2/3 of the planet, from little trickles to creeks to rivers to lakes to oceans, to our own bodies. And in these last few minutes of our practice, really holding in mind one or two items that came up for you that you really want to hold with observation to really enrich. And just noticing how that feels to have engaged this practice. Appreciating any benefits that you can take into the next few moments, the remainder of your day and days. And listening to this reading from Joy Harjo, remember. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away tonight. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father. He is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. We are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories, too. Talk to them. Listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind. Remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people, and all people are you. Remember you are this universe, and this universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance language is, that life is. Remember.